counterterrorism expert Heather Hurlburt says the U.S. government has waited 15 years to get its hands on the al-Qaeda leader indicted for his part in planning the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in East Africa.
He's actually under indictment in New York for those crimes, and it's expected that he will, in fact, stand trial in a New York City courtroom.
A Pentagon spokesman will only say that al-Libi is being detained by the U.S. military in a secure location outside of Libya. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Somalia, a U.S. military raid had to be aborted. There was a firefight in an attempt to capture a suspect in the deadly mall shooting in Kenya. A U.N. official says a team of weapons inspectors has started destroying some of Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons. The AP's Dia Hadid has the story.
The official couldn't confirm what specifically was destroyed, but said that by the end of Sunday, they would have destroyed a combination of both weapons and some production equipment. This UN official spoke to us anonymously because of the matter's sensitivity.
A wildfire has forced more than 250 residents and hospital patients to evacuate at Camp Pendleton in California. Santa Ana winds are back and are fueling the flames. This driver tells KNBC the winds are very strong.
If you're driving and you have the windows down, I mean, you could feel the wind just hitting really hard. It really dries up your lips.
Karen is no longer a tropical storm. It has weakened to a tropical depression off the Louisiana coast. That region will still get heavy rain. Dana Etienne decided to stay in a local shelter.
We just gonna wait it out up here. They told us we could go home because it's not really, but I feel a whole lot safer right here, especially with my children.
What's left of Karen is expected to reach the Florida Panhandle tomorrow. This is AP Radio News. Immigration reform rallies were held across the country.
Hundreds marched across the Brooklyn Bridge demanding the House vote on an immigration bill that mirrors the one the Senate already passed. Angela Fernandez is with the New York Immigration Coalition.
Whether the government's shut down or not, our movement is not shut down.
Lionel Guzman says even though he has temporary legal status through the DREAM Act, he worries about his future.
That gave us hope, but it's not enough. You know, it's only 2 years, and I don't know what's going to happen to me in 2 years. Maybe they'll deport me.
It's estimated there are 11 million undocumented immigrants in the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
It's a big sports weekend in Beijing, but fog and pollution force spectators at golf and tennis events to pull up their shirts over their faces and use masks and bandanas to try to avoid the noxious air. Some of the golfers wore masks as well. Some flights at the Beijing airport had to be canceled. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
The March of Dimes and AFSEA Nova invite you to the 13th annual Heroines in Technology Gala. This event will honor women who exemplify leadership and are making a difference in our community. From CEOs to rising stars, this year's finalists will be recognized for their significant volunteer contributions at a Black Tie Awards presentation on Friday, November 8th. Heroines in Technology is sponsored by Harris Corporation. All proceeds will benefit the March of Dimes mission to give all babies a healthy start in life. Since 2001, the event has given awards to 73 heroines and raised more than $1.4 million to support the March of Dimes. To learn more about the March of Dimes and to get your tickets to Heroines in Technology, visit marchofdimes.com/metrodc. That's marchofdimes.com/metrodc. And help celebrate the March of Dimes' 75th anniversary.
Are you interested in obtaining a patent or trademark? The United States Patent and Trademark Office in the District of Columbia Public Library are currently sponsoring a series of free workshops at the MLK Jr. Memorial Library, located at 901 G Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. These free workshops cover a variety of patent and trademark topics. The next workshop will be held Tuesday, October 8th at 6:30 to 8 p.m. Register or call 202-727-1161 or send an email to education@uspto.gov.
The March of Dimes and AFSEA Nova invite you to the 13th annual Heroines in Technology Gala. This event will honor women who exemplify leadership and are making a difference in our community. From CEOs to rising stars, this year's finalists will be recognized for their significant volunteer contributions at a Black Tie Awards presentation on Friday, November 8th. Heroines in Technology is sponsored by Harris Corporation. All proceeds will benefit the March of Dimes mission to give all babies a healthy start in life. Since 2001, the event has given awards to 73 heroines and raised more than $1.4 million to support the March of Dimes. To learn more about the March of Dimes and to get your tickets to Heroines in Technology, visit marchofdimes.com/metrodc. That's marchofdimes.com/metrodc. And help celebrate the March of Dimes 75th anniversary.
This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Executive Leaders Radio. In this hour, you'll hear directly from our region's finest business leaders. Through each of the interviews, these high-achieving leaders become relatable.